Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Well, welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the phone line today, I have the Vice President of Academics, Fred Russell, with an update on Keanu College, how things are going, what it's going to look like this fall, how things are going after the flood. There's so many things to chat about. Fred, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, so, you know, March happened and kind of changed the entire world and changed schools for sure as we know it. And then April happened in Fort McMurray and that changed some things as well, and especially for Keanu. Can you give us kind of a snapshot of what happened in those 2 months?
Yeah, I guess we're pretty used to change at Keanu and here in Fort McMurray with the series of natural disasters and now pandemics, of course, that we've all faced. Back in March, when I guess COVID was starting to build a little bit of momentum, we huddled here at the college, our executive team, and put a team together to determine how to address it. And of course, when it became very clear that there was a pandemic, we of course moved to online instruction. So we had closed down for a week in order to enable that transition, but we were really fortunate because a lot of our instructors are really tech savvy, and of course a lot of our students are really tech savvy, and the transition to online actually happened a lot faster than what we thought it was going to happen. We gave people a week, but almost the next day, we had a lot of our instructors and students interacting without missing a beat in their studies. So we were really fortunate in that regard. Not to say that this is an easy transition for people. It's obviously very challenging, and we've done so many things to try to address those challenges. We've put a series of training events in place for our instructors to make sure that they had all the tools that they needed to teach online. We reached out to our students, did surveys to see how we could do things better. We open up different lines of communication, like most everybody else, using Zoom and Teams and other types of tools like that in order to enable a transition as well. And we also started to invest in our technology. We took some of our dollars that we were going to spend in knocking down walls and putting up other walls, and we invested in a lot of technology that would help support online learning. In fact, all of our faculty, when they return, which is happening this week, they'll all have brand new state-of-the-art laptops. So laptops being more mobile in the event that the pandemic doesn't enable them to stay at the college when they return to work. If something happens and we need to be more flexible, then they have the opportunity just to pick up their laptop and head on home. We did all kinds of things around getting virtual access. We upgraded our bandwidth. We're looking at purchasing a number of different creating studios, really, for creating videos for online learning as well. So what we call flip classrooms, and it's advanced technology for ensuring that we can do the best possible quality of outreach to teaching and learning as possible. Give our instructors the best tools we can and give our students the best opportunities to learn through that technology. So it's been a lot of transition. And that, of course, is in the COVID context. And, fast forward to today, whereas we had a flood and didn't have access to most of our facilities until actually last week sometime, most everybody who had prepared for COVID and COVIDized their institutions were able to do that over the previous months. Whereas we had to do that in the last week or two. So we set up a committee that I guess kind of dealt with both COVID and the flood and our transition plan. So we've been working really hard on the transition plan back to our campuses as they've opened up. So that means basically doing everything we can in order to ensure the safety of our staff and faculty and our students, meaning, of course, having the signs in place around distancing, the all the protocols in place around if you're not feeling well, and what to do in a variety of situations. So we're pretty much doing a health and safety assessment this week to determine that, okay, now for those that will be back on campus, they will be coming back into a safe environment. So a lot of work.
For sure. And I just wanted to touch on the residences. So students that were living in residence back in April when it did flood, I see that the residences aren't reopening until the end of August. What happened to those students?
Yeah, those students were in temporary accommodations for a period of time, and that was something that we supported through a lot of our staff and something that the government supported as well and the municipality. So there was a huge team effort to support those students until they were able to find their own accommodations. So, but now that we got the buildings back last week, we're preparing for those students to return. We actually had about 100 or so students who applied to residence, all of whom who have been accepted. We will be having, we're putting fewer people in pods. We're making arrangements for transportation from the airport for those that are flying in, maybe from other countries. We are doing, making sure we have isolation for those who have to travel to be here, and creating an environment where if somebody does contract COVID, that we're in a position to support them and to help them self-isolate. So, that's what's happening with residents. Of course, residents was flooded, and the remediation has taken place, and we're pleased to say that we just recently issued a press release whereby we indicated that we have access to our buildings now, but it doesn't mean that we're in full operations mode. It means we're doing a staged transition back. So we had our executive team come back last week, and what we call President's Council, our supervisors and leaders, they have all assessed their areas, and they'll be calling people back to work starting really. Some would have come back last week, others this week, and we're continuing with a staged reentry. We don't want to do it all at once. We want to make sure that we have everything done the right way so that everybody is safe and healthy. So, so that I think kind of summarizes a little bit about residents. But we do have a few other interesting pieces, like the Bob Lamb building had significant damage, and that we've displaced a number of our people as a result of that in some of our courses and classes. We've done some shifting up to the industrial campus up in Gregoire. So we have a lot of our continuing education programs happening up there, our class one, our heavy equipment operator, haul truck, all of that will be happening up there. Some of our paramedics will be transferred up that way. We'll be doing basically what was a quiet campus has now become a very active campus. So we're really pleased that we were able to have that facility that wasn't in a flood zone and to move a lot of our things that were in a Bob Lamb to that location.
Really cool. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Vice President of Academics Fred Russell with Keano College, an update on their building, on their classes, and what Keano is up to coming this fall.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Well, welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the phone line right now, I have Vice President of Academics Fred Russell with Keano College. Fred, I really appreciate you joining me today. We're chatting a little bit about what's going on with Keano College and the fact that it flooded. And of course, there's a pandemic and there's different return to school plans for every different post-secondary school, high school, elementary school. Can we talk a little bit about what it's going to look like for students coming back to school in September?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, I guess I'm really happy to say that in terms of applicants, we have, as we're just a couple of applicants short of where we were this time last year. So we're really hopeful, of course, that those applications will translate into people showing up, because just because you have those applications don't mean people will show up, but it's a good indicator. So I will encourage all students to certainly follow through on their applications, you know, pay their registration fees, subscribe, you know, fully enroll, because it is a process. So please do that. Now, we lost a lot of our access to the building, so the one-on-one contact has been more difficult. We also lost our phones, so that contact has been more difficult. We've been getting our registrarial assistants and our all of our people to actually work extra hours in order to be able to and work from cell phones and do emails and to try to keep as much contact with students as possible who applied. But certainly, I'm sure there's been some levels of frustrations in being able to make certainly physical contact, but also phone contact. So I do appreciate the patience of all of our applicants. Those that will be coming back will largely be in, you know, trades related and in a where shop requirements exist. If it can be lecture based, it will be online. And then, of course, we will have labs, science labs, and things of that nature that will be in a lab environment or done online where possible. So, and those labs and those shops will all have the safety protocols in place that are required. I would really encourage people to go onto our website, to our students to go on our website. We have so much information on there. We have all the COVID information on there. We have everything related to if you need accommodations, for example, you need extra help, you can go and find out how to do that. You can how to get our COVID information, how to get financial aid, anything about your health benefits, any types of learning support you need, anything about your student records and transcripts, any tutoring and study support, counseling support, and, you know, access to the library, scholarships and bursaries. All of these types of things are all on our website, and you can go click anywhere on those types of categories, and it will demonstrate to you how do you access people, particularly if you're not in a position to be on campus or if you're not returning physically to the campus. So all those supports that existed for students still exist today. It's just that it may not be in a face-to-face contact in a small office like it was in the past. Now, and of course, so our scheduling remains the same. So if you were coming to a 9-to-5 day at Keano College as a student, you would be given a schedule. So that schedule is going to be adhered to. So you know what hour, where you're supposed to be. In terms of it, just because you went online doesn't mean you won't have a schedule. It means that you'll still have a schedule of 9-to-5 in this class, or 9-to-10 in this class, 10-to-11 in that class, that type of thing. So so it is still structured that way. And of course, our instructors will have office hours that you can Zoom in and have a chat with them if you need extra support. So, yeah, we've really done the full meal deal in terms of transitioning online. It's not just how you study. It's also how you get the services that are available at the college. So, and of course, we're hoping that in time the COVID restrictions will lift and that we'll have more face-to-face and we'll be prepared for the pandemic as it comes during the winter months. But we will also certainly be hopeful that we'll be able to have more face-to-face interaction as the year ahead approaches.
For sure. And I did see as well that you're doing a virtual activity lounge to try and get students to be able to still be in community even if they have to be far apart.
Absolutely. We are, you know, doing some virtual activities. We were given some support from our community partners. Basically, the Wood Buffalo Community Foundation gave us a grant to help us grow our virtual supports. And basically, it's going to be a few two student peer facilitators will do some events online and to help support students, either support them through fun events and activities or also support them through tougher times. So, we are setting up those virtual type of environments. And we will have some gatherings at the college that may be, you know, physical gatherings, but they will honor distancing protocols. So,
right. And then I did want to ask about the Syncrude Sport and Wellness Center. You know, a lot of people, not just the college, have gym memberships there, and it's a great venue for a lot of events. How is that doing?
Well, we also have access to that building as of last week. That would be for our supervisors. So we are still working with our contractors to replace some of the items that were damaged by the flood. It was a significant damage there as well, but we're pleased to say that we were on track at least to have possession back last week. So, but in the upcoming weeks, we're going to be assessing it as we go. We had hoped initially to be open for our members around the middle of September. However, it could be extending into the latter part of September. So I do want to express appreciation again for our members, for those of you who've been with us through all of these types of challenges we've had in the past, whether it's a flood or a fire or a pandemic. We look forward to you returning, and we're actually doing a really great job and refurbishing it. We're going beyond what we need to do. We're doing extra things to make sure that it's in top shape for when our members return. And outside of that, we also have a golf tournament that is that we postponed, and that will be happening, let's see, June 5th, 2021. And we will be having a rivalry dinner, which has some major names in the hockey world that will be joining us for a conversation and an event on April 16, 2021. Both of those events were postponed. We're also hosting the ACAC Men's Volleyball and Futsal Championships, the volleyball February 25th to 27th, and the futsal March 12th to 14th. So we're excited to be able to host those, of course, assuming that COVID allows us to do that. We're also starting our athletics program. The practices will happen. The fall games are all canceled, but we're expecting our athletes to be practicing by mid-October. Okay. And to be involved in games in January. So.
Awesome. Well, let's cross our fingers for sure for those 2021 events. I don't know how much longer people are going to be able to continue not experiencing the joys that is other people in real life out at events. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we return, we're going to be hearing more from Fred Russell, the Vice President of Academics at Keano College, right here in Fort McMurray.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Vice President of Academics Fred Russell with Keano College. And we've been talking about what it looks like for Keano this coming fall, what it's looked like since the pandemic and the flood really affected them, and also what it looks like for their community partners. And how has that been with your community partners and with your students in that relationship?
We have a number of students, for example, our power engineers and, a number of other students that do work placements in clinical environments, social work, early learning child care, education assistant, a bachelor of education. All of these are work placement based activities. So those activities will continue, and we did continue them, and we were fortunate enough, same thing with paramedics, we were fortunate enough to be able to continue to the completion of those programs, even in a COVID environment. If I had to do an ask to the community, is keep those students in mind. We do want to continue with the placements. Work placements are so important for our students. It's one of the main reasons that Fort McMurray is so successful in attracting students, is because we have great support from the community. So we certainly want that to continue. And certainly our advancement team is always reaching out. We have a big portfolio of asks and donor opportunities, and I absolutely encourage our community to reach out to our people here to find out how they can become more involved in supporting students.
And I know that you had said, you just touched on the fact that you had to cancel these events and that they're coming up, and the Keano Gala is canceled. What does that mean for fundraising side of things?
Yeah, well, certainly I had just mentioned that we do have an extensive list of opportunities for donors to donate. And that could be anything around IT supports in the new COVID environment. It could be around student supports and scholarships. It could be around infrastructure supports in different ways. The list is really, it could be events and activities like the ACAC volleyball and the futsal. Those activities, they often have significant sponsorships. The golf tournament, many of those who contributed already to the golf tournament when we had to postpone said that they would continue to honor their commitment to it for our later delivery on that event. So we're out there. We're beating the streets. We're still looking for supporters. Our supporters are incredibly important to us, and we're really thankful. We're just looking forward to continuing to work with them, our longstanding supporters, and those who are new and want to get on board.
And I know with $48 million worth of damage to your building from the flood, and then as well, so many people who have had to adapt to a new normal, is there anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Well, you know, we had a lot of, I mentioned students doing clinical placements and that type of thing, or students that are, you know, in front of children for a variety of reasons, whether they're studying social work, those that are keeping the plants running, that are, working with work placements with our major oil companies. They're in the front lines. They're taking one for the team, so to speak. So we're just really proud of our students, and we're so happy that they've stepped up in such tough times. We're really pleased and happy with all of the faculty, and we're incredibly happy with their patience as we transfer to online. We're so pleased that our students, again, were patient with us and have, you know, been equally committed and successful. Our facilities and IT teams, our contractors, you know, our leadership teams, like everybody here has really gone beyond the call of duty to, you know, weather this pandemic and to, on top of that, to have $45 million worth of damage at our facility. So we're just really happy. And our biggest message to the community is that, you know, these challenges existed and they still exist in many regards, but we are a grow forward institution. We want to, you know, we'll come out of this stronger. We'll have new programs. We'll have new opportunities for other students. So we are trying to diversify and grow all the time in our program lineup. So looking at an esports program, that we're in the process of trying to develop now, we're launching our business aviation program. We just recently did reintroduce the second year of the ELCC, Early Learning Child Care Diploma, hoping that we'll get some more applicants in there. Education assistant program has been steadfast here, looking to get more engagement around that program. And we have a bunch of professional certificates that are available for those through our continuing education program as well. So I encourage you to go online. If you're working, there are options for you. If you're a student, you're considering to come to college, then reach out to us. It's not too late. If you're in the process of applying and haven't fulfilled all the steps, then please reach out to us. And I'm quite confident that accessibility, both physically and remotely through telephone and otherwise, will be far more easy as we gain greater access to the facilities that we had in the past. So,
for sure. Thank you so much for chatting with me today, Fred. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. I really appreciate the opportunity. We are the community. We're the community college, and we're just really pleased to be here serving everybody in the region. And we're really happy for the loyalty that we've experienced from everybody who's been a part of the Keanu family.
Wonderful. Once again, my guest this morning is Vice President of Academics, Fred Russell with Keanu College. Thank you so much for taking the time. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today here on Fort McMurray Matters, but be sure to tune in every weekday at noon for a new episode of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.